This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We're continuing in Maseches Kesubais, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It is nice to have a regular week. So the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph quoted the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. The Gemara said, "Eid v'dayan mitstarfin." A witness and a dayan could join up. Rami Bar Chama praised that statement. How wondrous it is! How good it is! Rava said, "What are you talking about? It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. What does that mean? Eid v'dayan mitstarfin?" So you have two witnesses on a shtar, and the court wants to endorse the shtar as a valid shtar. So they would make a henpik. A henpik is basically a court certification on the shtar. And three dayanim would sign, these signatures are good. Now what are the dayanim signing on? Dayanim are signing that they're good signatures. What are the edim signing on? We pass like the chachamim, amanah shebishtarim edim. The edim are testifying on the actual details of the case. So if you have one aid on the signature, so that guy is testifying the loan took place. If you have one dayan on the shtar, he's testifying the signature is good. So let's think about what's going on. You have one guy saying his signature is good. Fine, so his signature is good. And then you have one dayan saying, if you have one guy saying that my signature is good, great, that means he's testifying a loan took place. You have a dayan saying that each signature is good, great. So on the other signature, there's one aid. So how could they join up? So the Gemara says, Eliki asa Rami Bar Yechezkel. When Rami Bar Yechezkel came, Rami Bar Yechezkel is the brother of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, he said, Loi tat sesinu lahani klali dekal Yehuda achi mishmei deshmal. Don't pay any attention to what my brother thinks Shmuel held. So apparently there was some sibling dispute over here, whether we could, what Shmuel held. Fine. Ikla Ravnoi Achua Drabchia Bar Abba Lamizban Shumshmi. Ravnoi, the brother of Chia Bar Abba, happened to sell sesame. V'amar, and when he came to sell his sesame, he said, Amar Shmuel, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Eid V'dayin Mitztarfin. Amar Ameimar, Ameimar said, Kamam Ali HaShmaitza, how wondrous this is, good statement. Amar Le Ravashi La Ameimar, Ravashi says to Ameimar, Mishum Dekolsa Avua De'imach, because you're the father of your brother, Rami Bar Chama praised it, you're praising it? Just because the father of your mother, just because your grandfather praised it, you're also praising it? Kfar parcha rava, rava already dismissed it, rava already challenged it. So just because your grandfather thought it was good, that doesn't mean you should make the same mistake as your zeda. Okay, now we come to a very interesting sugya. Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marsa, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Safra said in the name of Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marsa, in the name of Rav Huna, V'Amri La, some say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Shloisha Sheyashu L'Kayim Asashtar. You have three Dayanim, and they're coming to write a henpek, to write a certification that the shtar is valid. Shnayim Makirin Chasimas Yedeyo Edim. Two of them recognize the signatures. Ve'echad Einoy Makir. And one of them doesn't recognize it. Now, they want to write that in the presence of these three Dayanim, we all recognize the signature. Ad Shaloy Chasmu, before they sign this court certification, before the two guys that do recognize it sign the court certification, Mi'idin Befanav, they could testify before the third guy who doesn't recognize. And once they testify, V'chosem, they could all sign it. Mishachasma, once the two of them sign it, and they sign a document that says, once the two of them sign a document that says that we were in a court presiding and we recognize the signature, they can't testify to the third guy, v'chaysim, because basically they signed on something falsely. That, then it would come out they signed on a court certification, and at the time they signed on it, they had no right to sign that this was in the presence of three people, because at that time only two of them knew about it. So before they could write it, that this occurred in the presence of three, because it's not certified until they sign it. They then testify in front of the third guy, and then all three could sign it. But once, but the two of them cannot sign it before they testify before the third guy. So the Gemara asks, "Umich kasvinon? Do we even write such a shtar?" The Amar of Papi Mishmei the Rava, Papi said the name of Rava, "Hai Ashrasa de Dayani." This certification of the Dayanim. That was written before the Edim testified on their signatures, psula. It's possible, like this. Bezdin knows that two guys are coming in to verify the signatures. So they write up a document that says, you know, we presided over a case where the signatures were verified. And then they could sign it. They could write it up even before the Edim testify. No, but Rav Papi said they can't even write it up before the Edim testify because it's sheker. We mean they didn't sign it yet. You can't even draft the document without signing it before. Even that's considered sheker. What, but I, it's not. Everybody knows you're allowed to draft up a document. The answer is demechsi kashikra. It looks like sheker. By the way, Tosis is bothered, we don't paskin this way. But for some reason the Gemara is saying that this statement of Rav Papi, who later on Daf Pehe we say he's wrong, but this is not consistent with what we're saying over here, that the Edim are not allowed to sign on it before they testify to the third guy, but they could write it. Hachanami here too, Mischazi Kashikra, looks like falsehood. So Gemara says, "Aleima ad shalei kasvu meiden." Before they write it, they could testify to the third guy befanav. Before they write it meiden befanav, they could testify before him v'chaysim and sign. Misha kasvu. Once they write it up, ein meiden befanav v'chaysim. They cannot testify before him and sign. Says Gemara, from this halacha, so bottom line is, you have three dayanim, two of them recognize, one of them doesn't. They could testify before the third guy. Now it's very interesting. Well, if they're testifying, then they're edim. So where are the three dayanim? You have two edim and one dayan. The answer is, whoa, they're doing both! Whoa! They're being edim and dayanim! They could chew gum and ride a bicycle at the same time? It's unbelievable. Look how multi-talented they are. They're witnesses and simultaneously judges? Yeah. From here we see Eid Nasadayan. Now, do we see that you have to testify in front of every single Dayan? That every single Dayan know the information? It seems that way because we have to let the third guy know. Otherwise, why do we have to let the third guy know? Two of them know. You have two Dayanim that know. Why does every Dayan have to know the information? Two of them know, and he's there like a lamppost. He's a goylem. He's just part of, but he has to know. Oh, it must be all three have to know. Now, the Edim that know and recognize the signature, who testified before them? Nobody. So we see that if you recognize the signature, no one has to testify before you. These are three things that we see from this case. Says the Gemara, Shema mina tlas. Shema mina eid nasa dayan. From here we see that witnesses can simultaneously be the judges because the two of them testify on the signature and they're the dayanim. Number two, Shema mina dayanin hamakirin chasim asidei edim. Judges that recognize the signature, Einon tzricha lahad b'fnim. You don't have to testify before them. Because no one's testifying before these two guys who know. Ushmamina, and we see further, Dayanin she'ein makirin chasimos yidei edim. a judge who doesn't recognize, you have to testify in front of each and every one. Because if you testify in front of two and the third one, then the third one can't sign. So here we see, they all have to hear, they all have to know. And Rav Ashi is going to challenge two of these three derivations. Maskifla Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked a strong question. Bishlama inas hadayin shamina mina. Granted, you could see that a witness could become a judge, that we see clearly from here. Why? Because these two witnesses are simultaneously being two members of the court. So we see Eid Nasa Dayan. Ela Dayanin Hamakirin Chasimas Yedei Eidim Ein Srichan Har Bifneim. But you want to prove that if the judges, let's say all three judges recognize signatures, you don't need testimony. No! Maybe you always need testimony! So therefore, if all three judges recognize the signature, someone will have to testify before them. But over here, you're fulfilling the testimony to the third guy. And the two of them, in essence, are becoming dayan, also are being testified in front of, because Eidna Sadayan. Says Gemara, Dilma lo ilam em lechatsrichin. Maybe even when witnesses recognize, you got to testify. Vishani acha, here it's different. Dekam mekaima hagada b'chad. You're fulfilling the requirement of saying testimony to one of them. Maybe if all of them recognize the signature, you're going to have to get a testimony in front of them. And in this case, you're not testifying in front of the ones that know. The answer is, you're fulfilling the requirement of testimony to one. Maybe there is just a requirement that testimony is given before a court to be able to verify signatures. It doesn't have to be in front of everyone, but there has to be a testimony. And then the Gemara says, you wanted to prove that if Dayanim are not Makir the Chasima, you're going to have to testify in front of every single one? Says Gemara, V'dayanim she'ein makir and chasima sidei edim. If Dayanim don't recognize a signature, Tzrichin lahad b'fnei kol echad ve'echad? You have to testify in front of each and every one? No. Maybe if none of them recognize the signature, it's enough to testify in front of two of them. But over here, because two of them know, and you have to fulfill Haggadah somehow, so you got to tell the third. But maybe it's not necessary for all three to know. Maybe only two of them have to know. And therefore, if none of them know, you just have to testify in front of two of them. But here, where two of them know, and you haven't fulfilled Haggadah, so you'll do it in front of the third. But maybe it's not essential that the third know, it's just essential that there's some form of Haggadah. And over here, where you don't have any Haggadah yet, you'll have to tell the third. The bottom line is, Rav Ashi seems to have disproved the two dinim of Dayanim HaMakirim Chasim HaSidei Edim Einan Tzrichim L'Hal B'Fneiim. That you don't have Dayanim that recognize, you don't have to testify in front of them. And that we challenge, well maybe you do, but here you're Mekayim HaGadah Tuan. And he challenged Dayanim that don't recognize the signature, you have to let every one of them know. He says, maybe you don't, it's just over here, you haven't been Mekayim HaGadah yet. The bottom line is, even though Rav Ashi slugged it up, as you see on the the Masoras Hashas, we seem to paskin this way. If you look in the Ein Mishpat, we seem to paskin like all of these three halachas. Now we're going to challenge halach of Eid Nasa Dayan. Yosef Rabbi Abba v'ka'amar la lahashmaita de Eid Nasa Dayan. Rabbi Abba was sitting and he was saying this teaching, this halacha, that Eid is Nasa Dayan. Eisvei Rav Safra la Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra asked Rabbi Abba, really, Eid Nasa Dayan? Ru'u Shloisha. Let's say you have three witnesses. three individuals saw the new moon, Vehin Bezin, and they are the court. So you have no Edom that saw the new moon, but you have the three Dayanim that saw the new moon. So how are you going to get testimony over here? So Rashi brings, what do you need testimony for? You're going to have, they saw it. You're going to have Edom testify, but they saw it. How could testimony be greater than seeing it? So the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about they saw it at night. And therefore, that seeing is not a valid seeing. So if it's not, that seeing will not make a chalois of Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to need to testify in the morning. So who are you going to testify to? So if three saw in their bezin, Yam Dushnaim, let two guys get up, Yeshiva Mechavre Meitzal Yachid, pull two guys out of the 7-Eleven, let them, Jewish guys, let them sit next to the one Dayan, V'idu B'fneim, V'yomru Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh. And they'll say, the new month is Mekudosh, She'ein HaYachid Neman Al Yidei Atzmai. You need the other two guys because one guy on his own is not going to be believed. Says the Gemara, why not? See, he doesn't have to be believed on his own. The two that let the two testify to the one, and it's eight nasadayim, so they're testifying in front of three. Let them chew gum and ride their bike at the same time. Let them testify at the convocation, at the gathering of three. Let them count toward the three dayonim. Bisakadayim tachde eight nasadayim. Lamali kuleyama. What do we need to bring in the two guys from 7-Eleven? Leisu beduchtar, let them sit in their place, v'lekadshi, and sanctify the new moon. Now I'm going to tell you what's bothering me on this question, on this Gemara. I think this is going to be a unique question, but how could the Gemara say Rabbi Abba was sitting and here, okay, so Gemara says, this is the question that Rabbi Abba was sitting, and he said over Eid Nasadayin, and Rav Safra asked Rabbi Abba. Over here we see Eid is not Nasadayin. So Rabbi Abba says, Zakar Malay, Afla Didi Kashali. I also had this question. V'sha'alti Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Rabbi Yitzchak L'Rav Huna. Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna L'chia Bar Rav. L'chia Bar Rav L'Rav. V'amarlu, and he said to them, huh? Rabbi Abba is saying that he asked him, and he asked him, and he asked, Rav? Rabbi Abba is Rav. Don't you know that, don't you remember from the Rama Mipano? Rabbi Abba is Rav. So how could Rabbi Abba say, I asked Reuven, Reuven asked Shimon, Shimon asked Levi, Levi asked Rav, you're Rav! No? You remember that Rama Mipano? Okay. But anyway, they asked Rav, and Rav said, it's not a kasha. You're going to prove from... I don't know. You tell me. Rabasi wants to be mechadesh or two Rabbi Abbas. In yesterday's shir, we learned there were actually three Rambams. But I didn't know there were two Rabbi Abbas. Yesterday we learned there's Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, and there's Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon of Cordova, and there's Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon of Fez. But I never heard of two Rabbi Abba. Maybe there are. I don't know. But let's see what Rav said. Va'amar lahu, Hanoch le'edos ha'chodesh d'araisa, leave alone edos ha'chodesh, which is biblical. Testifying on the new moon is biblical. Ha'chodesh hazeh lochem. So when it comes to d'araisa, we don't say eid nasa dayin. V'kiyum shtarois d'rabanan. This is a yisoid gadol. Verifying signatures is only rabbinic. Once Edom sign on a shtar, we have a chazaka, they're not going to lie. So the requirement of verification is rabbinic. And therefore, for Kiyam Shtoris, we definitely say Eid Nasadayin. Taisa says, what's the reason why midaraisa we don't say Eid Nasadayin? He quotes the Rashbam. It's because You need to testify before Dayanim. Like it says, V'amdu shnei anashim elu edim, l'fnei Hashem elu Dayanim. It seems like these are two different entities. Some say you need edus that could be huzam. And if the edim become Dayanim, they can't be mezim, because they won't be mekabel hazama on themselves. So on that, Tosfos asks, according to this, if Edim are related to the Dayanim, they shouldn't be able to testify because Iyato Yachal Huzam. But the Pshat is, since they're Bnei Hazam in a different court, it's considered Edos that you could be Mezim. Here too also, the Dayanim should be able to become an Aid because they could become Huzam elsewhere. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Here also, Rabbi Abba is saying the name of Rav Huna, the name of Rav. Rabbi Abba, yeah, does that make sense? So there must have been another Rabbi Abba, I don't know. Shloisha Shiyashu L'kayim Es Hashtar. Three people, they sit down to verify Hashtar, V'kara Ira Alecha Mehem. And question is raised on one of them. There's a protest against one of them. Ad Shalai Chasmu, before they sign the verification, Me'idin Alav. They could testify about the kashrus of the third Dayan, V'chaisem, and then sign. Mishachasim, once they sign, so now they're Noigea B'davar, in Me'idin Alav, V'chaisem. They can't testify about his kashrus and sign. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll see what kind of error are we speaking about over here. Okay, thanks so much everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bracha V'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.